We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The show shines a spotlight on local businesses and services in our region. And if there's a local business or service you'd like to hear featured on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by Dr. Greg Nayer, who is Vice President for Strategic Initiatives at Damon College, and plenty to talk about. First of all, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Randy. It's an absolute privilege.
Now, there are a lot of things going on at Damon, and we'll get to some of the big things coming up, specifically in November. But first of all, remind people that it's more than just what physician-assisted nursing program is what Damon is kind of known for, but it's well beyond that.
Absolutely. You know, Damon's been in this community for 75-plus years, and we have a long history of educating this community. But a lot of people don't know about it. I really consider it a hidden gem. In addition to our big three in PA, PT, and nursing, we have wonderful programs in pre-law, pre-med, accounting, business, sports management, animation, graphic design, art, education. One of the taglines we use, and it's not just something we say, it's something we really mean, 65 majors, hundreds of possibilities. You really can start in anything at Damon and go anywhere from there.
And something that just stands right out in what you just said, the animation program. Yeah. So literally people who would be making cartoons, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. One of the great things about our animation program at Damon that I think makes us unique is the quality of the faculty that we have there. The chair of the program is Professor Mike Jones, and if you look up his bio online, you'll see things like Cartoon Network, Disney, Pixar, DreamWorks, all of those places. He worked on Mary Poppins, The Simpsons movie, How to Train Your Dragon, a whole bunch of other movies that I will probably forget and not do justice to. His resume is longer than my arm. But he's a practitioner. Not only is he a great teacher, but he's a practitioner. And most of the faculty that you work with at Damon are practitioners in the field, so they can help you understand not only how to do what you're doing, but also how to go where you want to go from there.
Yeah, and my limited knowledge of animation tells me that it's more than just cartoons, which is how I framed it, stop motion, like a Gumby for people who remember back in the day, that sort of thing, or a Davy and Goliath.
Absolutely. So there is the cartooning, and then there's the animation for short films and movies and such like that. But yeah, there's the stop animation as well. They learn really critical skills right now that a lot of people look at online, they look at it on TV, they look at it in social media, and this idea to be able to create something from nothing, from just an idea, is really what they're teaching them. Professor Jones will talk about storyboarding all the time. You know, you've got this idea, how do we take this idea and make it into something real? And that's what they're doing.
Right, and also relatable too, because if there's not like a hook, so to speak, then people aren't gonna be paying any attention to it.
Absolutely, absolutely true.
All right, so in the title, Greg, it says Vice President for Strategic Initiatives. Break that down for us. What is the role?
Well, basically, it's whatever anybody else doesn't want to do on the campus. That comes to me, and then I figure out what to do with it. Essentially, it's most of the things that happen outside the classroom. So you think about the traditional areas that are covered under student affairs, like housing and student activities, counseling, campus safety, dining services. But then it also includes bigger picture things as well. And in the purposes for our discussion, a lot of enrollment management. The idea of bringing students in, helping to create an experience for them that is going to be meaningful, and then ensuring that they graduate. If you look at it in those three areas, that's kind of what my job is.
And makes it maybe more interesting, I wouldn't say more difficult, because a smaller setting than some of the larger, well-established institutions here, not that Damon is not well-established, and they've been around for quite some time.
No, and I take no offense to that at all. But it is a challenge because, you know, when you're at a larger institution, you've got a lot more people. At an institution like Damon, you still got to do all those things. At a school like UB or Buff State or anywhere else, but you got less people to do it. The other thing, and what you get when you go to a school like Damon, and especially at Damon, we talk about the Damon family, and it seems kind of cliche, and it seems like just nomenclature, but it's true. You can't get lost at a school like Damon. So when a student comes here, and we may have a student who really thought they wanted to do X, and they get to Damon and they realize, you know what? I don't want to do X. And that's a life crisis for them. We work with that student. We work with them. We make sure that they are figure out what they want to do. We get them into areas where they're going to be successful, and we help guide them to make sure that they're going to be able to graduate. At a small school, that's what you get, but it's also a little more challenging. It's a lot more hands-on. Like I said, you can't get lost at Damon.
It's more effective when you explain the advantages as opposed to me making it look like a bad thing.
So Randy, I
appreciate that.
It's okay. I went to larger institutions also, and I think there's a place. There's a place for larger institutions. But for many students, that small school experience is invaluable.
Absolutely. Speaking with Dr. Greg Nayer, who is Vice President for Strategic Initiatives at Damon College, this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WDBEN. And among the things that I know that you wanted to talk about, there's a new early decision tuition guarantee. And you have to apply by a certain date, which is fast approaching.
Yes. So November 1st is our early decision deadline. And for many years, Damon operated on a rolling admissions process, which means you can apply anytime before the fall semester starts. And if we've got all your information, you meet the criteria, we'll get you in, we'll get you started. And you can still do that. But we're taking this as an opportunity to really meet the needs of our students and to show people the value of a Damon education. So we implemented an early decision process. If you apply by November 1st, we're going to review that. We're going to review your application. We'll make a decision before Thanksgiving. You'll find out if you're accepted or not. And if you make a deposit, if you commit to coming by December 20th, then your tuition will be guaranteed for the next 4 years. That means over the next 4 years of undergraduate studies, if we increase tuition, like most institutions do, a nominal amount each year, you will pay the same exact rate as you did when you came in. That's huge. When you look at what people are struggling with and trying to make ends meet and trying to afford a college education, it's no secret that college education is getting more and more expensive. We've always prided ourselves at Damon of being a great value, a great education at a great value, but now we're offering something that no other place in the area can offer.
Yeah, and the benefit is pretty obvious when you can potentially save a good deal of money by making that early decision if that's where you decide you want to go.
Just on the surface, you'd save $5,500 over the course of those first 4 years. But that's just on the surface, because when you calculate into how you can take additional loans to fund things and the other costs over that time, it's really even more than that. The great thing about early decision is that if you know you want to come to Damon and major in one of our programs, again, whether it's animation or PA, PT or nursing or pre-law, pre-med, pre-vet, any of those programs that you want to major in, you know you want to do that, you're committed by December 20th, and you're locked in. That means when all your schoolmates are struggling and trying to figure out what they're going to do and stressed out, you know where you're going to be going, and you can start getting things rolling for the next year.
Another big date coming up in November, the day at Damon.
Yes, absolutely. So November 11th, Veterans Day, we have Day at Damon. This is an opportunity for students to really experience our campus. So coming on campus, you can get a tour and you can do all the things that you would do in an open house, but you can also sit in with faculty as well and get to experience an actual classroom setting and environment. And we're taking this as an opportunity to highlight some of our big programs. So we're highlighting education and accounting. We're going to be highlighting animation. We're going to be highlighting, again, our PA and PT and nursing programs. So we really encourage people who want to come and look at it to go online, check it out, and see if we can make time for you on campus, and we absolutely can. We believe firmly that if a student comes to our campus, and it's shown over time that if they come, they're going to have a great experience, they're really going to learn what the campus is about, and they're going to want to go there.
A couple things that people may not know about Damon. Location, and is it more of a commuter school or people actually stay on campus?
No, that's a great question. And it's one of the ones we get on a regular basis. So we're located right on Main Street, right across from Amherst High. We are kind of in the heart and soul of Amherst. Our president, Dr. Olson, has mentioned on many cases that we are kind of Amherst College. And I think that's a really good way to look at us. We're not a commuter school, although we do have a good amount of students who do commute. We have 750 students who live on campus. There's both first years and upper class students. We also have relationships with local apartment complexes like Collegiate Village, where they can stay through the college's financial aid and live there. And we have a wonderful shuttle system that we have in place that not only takes students to and from our campus, but to the NFTA transfer station at UB and to other shopping areas and such like that. Over the last 5-6 years, we have grown significantly, not only in our footprint on our campus, but also in terms of our reach in the community.
And in terms of other things that are going on in November, can't forget graduate open house.
Yeah, so what many people might not know about is our budding graduate programs. We have become more and more graduate focused over the last few years. Our graduate programs stem, again, from education, Into our, we have a business that we are working now on getting. Hopefully, we'll have an MBA program in the very near future. But we also have a wonderful nursing graduate degrees for people who are RNs and want to get their MS degree, for students who want to get their nurse practitioner degree in adult gerontology. But we also have really strong programs in the social work and public health. And those are two of our big signature programs that we've really been pushing and have been seeing a lot of growth in over the last few years, along with our ABA program, Applied Behavior Analysis. You think of the community needs that are out there, right? Not only in Damon, but in the greater West New York and even in throughout the United States, being able to have individuals who have a master's degree in social work, public health, applied behavior analysis, it's gonna make them better able to serve their communities when they leave here. And the great thing about Damon that we often push people for and we explain to them is that our master's programs, our graduate programs are built on our undergraduate degree programs. So you can start in one degree and in 5 years walk out of there with 2 degrees. And if you are structured and work with our, we have this unique program called 4+1=3. And that's not because we're bad at math. We can actually do the math. But it means that you can come and double major while you're at Damon and take, let's say, a modern language and another degree in public health, and then leave there in 5 years with a master's degree also. The ability to get marketed, to get a job, to make a great income, and positively impact your community from Damon is second to none, not only in this region, but I would argue throughout many of the colleges in this country.
And I wanted to refer back to one thing that you brought up. Among the programs that Damon College offers, the sports management one.
Yes.
So what's involved in that?
So it's a wonderful program. We have a great chair of that program who has been at the college for a while and is also really well experienced in the NCAA and in the community. It's an opportunity for people who know that sports is their life, sports is their passion. It's something they want to do. But then how do they do that? They know they're not going to play professionally. So how do they keep active in that? How do they keep that passion alive and are still able to have a say in that, whether that's through a marketing approach, whether that is through being an agent, whether that is through broadcasting. It really can be a very broad degree that can help set them off for a future in working in that community.
So again, plenty of things going on at Damon College, and let's kind of run through the November things. The application deadline, November 1st for the early decision tuition guarantee.
That's correct. So applications in by November 1st, decisions by Thanksgiving, and then commitments by December 20th.
And Veterans Day, day at Damon?
Day at Damon, November 11th. We've got a full day planned, and all of the information's online at damon.edu/day at Damon.
I was going to say, that would be the place to go for pretty much anything you need to do.
Actually, right? You can go to damon.edu/visit. And you can find all information about our open houses. We just had two, but we have we have open houses in the spring. We have our day at Damon coming up. And then we have a graduate open house coming up on November 14th. And this is, again, it's an opportunity for people who are trying to figure out, what do I want to do? I have an undergraduate degree. I want to do something more. How can I do that? We have a great graduate open house event on November 14th. We'd encourage people to attend.
And conveniently located. As long as people don't mind walking a little bit, you're not too far from that section in Williamsville on Main Street, but also the other way, Harlem Road, Snyder, not a bad place to be either.
Not a bad place at all. And, you know, we're really close to Bagel J's, so, you know, you can also get a bagel if you needed to as well. We've got a wonderful coffee shop on campus also. But we'd love to see people on our campus. What we have found is when people come to our campus and experience the environment, they're not disappointed.
Very good. Well, Greg, good to have you along. Thank you very much for the info.
Randy, thank you for having me. It's my absolute pleasure.
Dr. Greg Nayer, Vice President for Strategic Initiatives, Damon College. And this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.